Greetings, Solid Smack readers. Adam O'Hearn here from CadJunkie.com. What you're about to hear is an excerpt from an interview that Josh and I conducted with Kostov Dubiswas of Sunglass.io pretty recently. And we didn't end up getting to air that on Engineer versus Designer for a number of reasons. And we were really bummed about that because it's a great interview with all kinds of great juicy tidbits. And now, in the advent of this really impressive fundraising announcement, we thought we would go ahead and air just the interview itself, just so that you guys would know, basically, you know, what's going on with this company, what it is, why it's exciting, and the driving force behind it. So without further ado, let's jump in. Hope you enjoy it.
Today, we're chatting with Kostov Dubiswas of Sunglass.io.
So Kostov, from a user standpoint, just quickly, what is Sunglass.io? What's your elevator pitch?
It's a web-based platform for collaborating in real time in 3D, it allows you to experiment and share and publish using the power of the network.
So okay, so from more of a technical standpoint, I have to admit it's pretty impressive. Once you've looked at this website, it's kind of mind blowing actually to see these 3D apps functioning so beautifully and so smoothly on a web browser.
Mm-hmm.
So what is Sunglass.io from a technical standpoint? How does it work?
So it's a client server architecture. You have on the client side you have a browser. And on the server side, we have we're running on the cloud right now, we just started off and we deployed it on Amazon EC2, but mm-hmm. we are building up our own private cloud to kind of support.
Oh, really?
The kind of computations that we need to kind of make it happen.
Wow.
That's impressive. Is it all HTML5?
Yes, it is all HTML5. Using WebGL, there's no plugins or downloads required. It's absolutely just right now we are using Chrome and Firefox. That's what we support. But more and more, we would see more browsers just picking it up and standardizing this.
Well, I have to say, you know, I jumped in and was playing with this today, and man, it is so snappy. It's really impressive. I never would have expected 3D to work that well in a web browser.
Yeah, definitely got in quite a bit in the past and messed around with it. Absolutely, absolutely smooth. And the way that you've mapped out the rotation and the panning, it all works great.
The user experience design is really well mm-hmm. done.
I'm wondering what file formats are currently supported.
Right now, we support 14 different interchange formats,
wow.
which are commonly used. But we're moving and towards supporting the CAT files, the proprietary formats, and we are in conversation with a bunch.
Okay, so right now you're supporting polygonal formats like OBJ, right? What other format do you support? STL files? Do you support IJs or STEP files?
Yes, we support all of them. We support
oh, wow.
STL, OBJs, 3DS, DXF, IJS. So all of that is there. Any of the interchange formats we basically support. It's the proprietary CAT files that we're
right.
The format that we're working on right now. We're basically there are some. It's not just a technical challenge, but also a legal challenge as well. So
right.
we're trying
right,
to be sensitive of that.
Well, and so once you import one of these file formats, say I have a STEP file and I bring it in, what can I do with that model once I've imported it into Sunglass.io?
So you can, first of all, I mean, we are not a modeling tool. We did not want to build a modeling tool. That might happen eventually, but right now there's like 20 or 30 years of work in the modeling tools that are around us. We did not want to kind of redo that. That would be not that wasn't our strategy. So right now, when you bring in a 3D file on Sunglass, from there you can quickly, like, first of all, it's a shared model. This is the first time. So you can send out the link to your friend, your collaborator, your client, your reviewer, and they can just quickly join in. And they are actually working on the same a 3D space. It's not like different instances. It's exactly the same space, and they can drag and drop as well. And very quickly, you can just have a bunch of models from different parts of the world coming together, and you can assemble it using basic transformations. Mm. Now, on top of that, what we are doing is, if you see that there's an app store. Now, what our thesis is that software, users are not going to buy large softwares anymore. They will assemble their own environments by picking up small bite-sized apps, which they find relevant at any point. And they would be pay-per-use. So you would not invest in large infrastructure, which you don't use for most parts of the year. Rather, whatever is relevant at whenever, you would just download that and use it for that moment and then get rid of it. So that's how we have approached the whole the software building part, and we have already, it's in a very alpha stage, but we have apps running already, so you can just quickly download a structural analysis app, for instance, or a mesh editing app, and just run it on top of your model. Now, what you have to be cognizant of is that you're not running it on your machine. It's happening on the server side. So what that means is that you don't need heavy hardware to do a fluid dynamics, airflow modeling, or structural analysis. So all this will be, the heavy lifting computation will be done in the back-end server. So basically, tomorrow when WebGL is standardized all through, we'll be on mobile devices. So imagine doing fluid dynamics on through your cell phone.
It's very slick for being in alpha stage, really. What's been the most difficult technical challenges in developing the site?
So there's a big difference in the normal websites that you normally come across and sunglass.io. Just very high level, we're not just purely HTML like this. So the lifetime of a sunglass page is arbitrary. So you can just log into sunglass.com and sunglass.io, and remain there for an arbitrary amount of time and support. We support over, like theoretically, we support 1 million users for every stage. So all that, just remaining online for an arbitrary amount of time is very different from an HTML page served for, let's say, 2 or 3 minutes. And there's a back and forth data continuously going from the client and server. So one of the limitations, I mean, I would say, like, you know, that this is the power of it, being on the web and making it, what makes it cool. But that's also, the browser technologies weren't built for this so far. So,
its greatest strength is its greatest weakness.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so sunglass.io, it's a web-based 3D model viewing and collaboration platform. It's got apps and everything. First, the name, sunglass.io, where did that come from?
Sunglass is really a difference engine. So when I was a kid, I would just look at the real world and then I would wear a sunglass and see it differently. It's the difference was very interesting for me. I would keep doing it. But then I would also try to wear many sunglasses at the same time just to see how it appeared. and then, like, you can also share that sunglass. You can say that, hey, this combination is super cool. Check it out.
That's very clever.
That's the essence. In a collaborative world, different people have different perspectives, and you want to share it. And it's in those differences of perspectives that there's a huge learning opportunity for designers. And I think designers do it constantly when they're designing anything, that they try to look at the product in many different ways. And the differences are beginning of conversations, and I feel design is a very conversational idea. So that's where the name
Absolutely.
Comes from.
Cool. And so in the previous segment, we talked about how it works a little bit. And I'd like to just know, where did the idea to develop sunglass.io actually come from? How did you, what was the critical moment where you said, aha?
So this was late in my PhD when I was interested in creating a space where multiple people could just work at the same time. Physically, it's not possible, but can you build up a bunny rabbit using a million hands, not one or two? How could you do that? And it felt like in the digital space, you could. Think about it, like, let's say you're designing a cup, and there's somebody interested in just the pure shapes. Somebody's interested in the economics of it. Somebody's interested in materials and whatnot. Like, there's so many things all overlaid on the same object. And what if one designer could, like, quickly flip from one to the other and just find the differences? So this is something that I built up as an experiment, and it fascinated me. I thought this was cool. And it was a fantastic project at that point. And that's where it seeds from. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how are people using Sunglass IO right now? And where does it fit in best with the overall design and engineering process?
We feel Sunglass can be very useful at the early stage of design when it's a very conversational and a social engagement. When you want to kind of share your ideas, when you want to collaborate in terms of just pure experiments, where you want to try out some apps, the App Store is something which we feel is critical part of this experimentation idea. We feel like the community would both contribute and consume the apps, so it's an ecosystem that we want to build where apps can be as simple as just 2D drawings or sketching on or painting on a model to something like engineering analysis, which is quite heavy. And on top of that, right now we cover from we have prototyping tools to modeling tools to analysis and rendering. So a lot of it is coming in. So let's say you want to quickly visualize something. You don't want to buy a full-blown rendering program for $30-$50, and rather you would just go onto Sunglass, drop your model, and get a quick rendering done for if not for free, it would be at a much lower price. I think that is where barrier is today. I think software. Right. Every designer needs like five different pieces of software. And all of them are super expensive, and it's just not right in many sense. I think how design is moving, it's becoming more of a social engagement. Yep.
And Sunglass IO is currently, it's a really impressive UI for a web-based 3D system. Certainly the most impressive I've seen in a lot of ways. But the design of the tool set, or the tool set for design, is pretty limited at this point. Like you said, it's not a modeler at this point. Obviously, you'll be adding more over time and through the apps and whatnot, but what kind of 3D design system are you trying to build here? Are you trying to build a system for engineering, for visualization, for animation, for hackers and makers, or something else altogether?
Yes. For us, it's almost like the iPhone with the first 10 apps that we're going to build, but we're publishing our SDK in the next 6 weeks, and after that, we feel that the community would really build up things which they find relevant.
Okay, so basically, you don't know what it's for yet. You're just providing a platform.
It's for everything.
We will show like the first 10 things that you can do with it, and I mentioned from like very quick. Like mesh editing and quick rapid prototyping, like 3D printing or laser cutting, to then you can move to rendering and publishing. So you can, from Sunglass, you can just publish your 3D model anywhere in the web. So this just came off the fresh off the oven. We actually have embedded a Sunglass model using the Sunglass player in Tumblr. So, and it's a 3D, it's completely in 3D. It's like, it's YouTube for 3D almost. So, publishing would become super easy. Doing engineering analysis, like we're doing FEA, and like it's already there. It'll be published in the next 3 or 4 days. Fluid dynamics is something that we're looking at right now. So we feel like because we have this power of the heavy back end, we can do a lot of very cool high-end computation and serve the data. Think of like Google Earth, like millions of data sets, they're served in real time, and there's a lot of filtering, and based on relevance, only the data that is interesting would be shown to you. So we are working on a lot of those back-end technologies right now, and I think the community would just experiment with it in many ways that we do not anticipate.
I could see it applying to any one of those. Absolutely. Now, big companies like Autodesk and Dassault have been talking about entering the web-based software space for years. They even have some stuff out there and expected to release more in the near future. Why will Sunglass continue to be a contender once these bigger companies throw their hats in the ring?
It's a question like, how are we going to deal with that competition?
Yeah. How are you going to deal with the competition there with bigger players?
Sure. I mean, of course, they have an advantage. It's simple. Mm-hmm. Like they have installed base. They have users. We don't. But our DNA is different. I think we come from we have community right from the start. We have web right from the start. We don't have legacy code to support. And we're a startup. We're much more agile. We talk to customers every day and change and have release versions every day. So what we really feel is going to make us different is A, the community, and B, the change economics. Right now, if you are, without taking names, like if you take up like one of these giant softwares, it would come from somewhere between $5,000 to often like some engineering analysis software has to come for $50,000. Now, that is a huge barrier. And you need multiple editions, like every time you have to kind of upgrade and hold different pieces of software just to get this whole giant machinery going. I think we're going to make that simple because, you know, you never upgrade an app. It upgrades itself. And secondly, it's pay-per-use. Instead of a $5,000 license, you would get like a $25 to $50 subscription. So we're bringing in a changed economic model. And instead of spending giant, like large costs, you would have small bite-sized costs every month. Now that will be a systematic change, and that's where we feel that we'll be very competitive.
Well, and there's one other big movement shift that we're seeing in the, you know, we're kind of on the cusp of it right now. It's really just happening, and that's interacting with 3D using sensors like Microsoft's Kinect and Kinect Fusion, where you can scan things in real time. Is that ever going to be somehow connected with something like Sunglass, or will you have to, you know, deal with that kind of real-time stuff on your desktop and then upload the models, into the foreseeable future?
So this happened this morning. I had an inbound interest from a Carnegie Mellon student who is doing face recognition, and based on how you move your face, the visual is going to update. So she wants to write an app for us. So it's Kinect, of course. We are playing with it already. There are challenges. It's because of the network architecture, but we are looking into streaming technologies right now. And just as you stream data, we would stream these interactions, the gestures as well, and update models. Now, so this is definitely part of our interest. We want it to be super experimental, super fun. Sunglass would be, you know, successful only if it's fun. This is part of, I mean, as I mentioned, like, you know, earlier, that one of these gesture-based design experiments was really like a critical moment in how Sunglass was formed. So yeah, it's definitely on the works.
Mm-hmm. Wow, very exciting stuff. That is all the time we have this week. Gustav, having you on the show has been even better than that time Adam sprayed mashed lemons into his face to capture the look of intense pain and form it into a shelter for his pet squirrel. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
It was fun chatting.